Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from the Raoul Wallenberg Monument, which is on East 47th Street in New York, New York. It's located in the middle of the street, and I wanted to talk about it because we're here at the United Nations for Earth Day, because it's a global situation that we all need to attain safety, clean water, and stop pollution. So why not start here, with our efforts? Because they have a lot of efforts that they promote here as well, and they have signs, and we'll get into that because we'll cross the street near the United Nations. We'll talk about some of the monuments they have here today, and we'll talk about some of the buildings. So if you ever get a chance to come down to New York, you'll remember to, if you're driving and with your parents, to tell your parents, hey, can we drive past East 47th Street? And it's from about 48th Street, the gate starts, and it goes back down to about 45th Street or a little further down, to about 3rd, if you go on both sides of the street, count the plazas, count the hotels, count the different state buildings and everything like that. In the world buildings, then you'll see that this is a whole complex here of, buildings for the United Nations and the different people from the nations abroad. So I'm like in the middle of a street. They created a little island. It's a divider, but it's sort of like a little place where they could build a monument. And it's dedicated to Raoul Wallenberg. And they're long pillars of rock. And they're like, all different sizes and shapes. And they're just basically rectangles, but they go straight up. And then they're like, there's a ball on the top of one. And then there's a suitcase indicating that someone was doing a lot of, political work. And somehow along the way, their business, it seems to be somewhere, not encased, but kind of like, not too far from like some of the major rock, like this rock monument. So it reads that, he's lost or they didn't know. I'll read the sign. So it says, Raoul Wallenberg, with extraordinary courage and with total disregard for the constant danger to himself, saved the lives of almost 100,000 men, women, and children. And this is, it was written in 1981, and it's from the Joint Resolution of Congress making Raoul Wallenberg an honorary citizen of the United States for his work. So this monument is built to that particular person. And so I'm going to cross the street over into the onto the block of the United Nations, and there they have an awesome statue. I call the statue something like a bishop, but it's not a bishop. It's a horseman, and he's on his horse, and he's defending by fighting some like a sea serpent, but it seems like a two-headed sea animal with wings, and he has a face sort of like a crocodile, but more like a dinosaur. And so this is sort of like land and sea mixed, and they're like battling, with some sort of apparatus there that looks like a submarine in the middle of his stomach. So for whatever reason, though, there's a battle even with a sea serpent or a sea monster. So I'm like walking down the sidewalk now. I'm close to 46, and I'm looking at the big posters that they have here. And it says, if you want to go online, you can pound I belong. And 10 million people in the world have no nationality. So there's a fight for equal nationality rights to help in statelessness. So that's a rally and a point. I don't know who we have here from countries that won't tell their refugee status, but when they get here, they seem not to want to tell, and then they have no nationality. So that's a cause. And if you wanted to go to UN Women, you can fight for that cause, or you can vote for that or petition with those people. They also have another sign here, and it says, more than mine, and it says a photo exhibit presented by the United Nations Mine Action Service. So there's still minefields someplace, and this is going to be from March 23rd through May 10th, 2015, in the visitors' lobby, and the picture is of a major explosion. There's no web information at this time, but I'm sure if you go and say United Nations, MINEACTION service, and the acronym is UNMAS, you'll be able to find information on that. They also have a nuclear-free world, cries from Hiroshima, a multiple media exhibit here at presented by the Japanese Confederation of A&H Bomb Sufferers Organization. And that's going to be here in the visitor lobby from the 23rd of April through May 2015. And that's another story. It looks sort of like about bombs and people who, you know, who've been bombed in the past or survive a bombing or either, you know where landmines may be from older wars. They also have How Safe Is Your Food? And this is from Farm to Plate, Make Your Food Safe. And it's World Health Day, which will be in 2015. And you can pound safe food or you can go to www.who.int/WHD/food safety, and that's World Health Organization. So that's a great idea. You know, we did some stuff before, and we talked about food science and kitchen science, and, you know, we always do a theory of cooking. So, you know, this is very interesting to us because we love to cook, we love to try new things, and we like our traditional foods. You know, we would like to stay safe, so we like to get what we know is going to work opposed to a lot of new things. But sometimes, occasionally, we'll come across things that we will try, like new promos from our same old makers, then we'll try that, you know. But, you know, a lot of times, like, you know, just new things altogether, you know, we have to be careful because of this food safety issue. So that because there's an issue, you know, you definitely can get involved. And then they have another sign here, and it says We the People, and it's at www.un.org/INDIGENOUS, and they said that's at Facebook as well, and you can find out what that cause is about. It's United Nations Permanent Forums, so it's definitely on world issues. So then they have another sign here, and it says the 14th season and session of the Committee of Experts on Public Administration, acronym CEPA, Building Trust in the Government in Pursuit of Sustainable Development Goals. So this is going to last from the 20th of April to the 24th of 2015, United Nations, New York. So it's a Division of Public Administration. So that's another topic that you can get involved with if you would like to. And it's time for global action. And we have that video game that we go through an overseas program, and we live in like a village, and we have to go in and donate money and donate anything they ask for. The video games come constantly has to pop up for donations to things abroad, and I did play, I did do a little donations, but, you know, I haven't been back to the video game board at Facebook to do the, you know, the World Action Global Video Game. So don't forget, a lot of things that we do are already connected to some of these causes, and if you, you know, have paid attention in the past, you'll find that we're right on. And so this is just a another global action program. And then they have then they have some other stuff there, and then they have For Better Tomorrow, Invest in Your Youth Today, and that's at www.un.org/PGA/youth, and it's the Office of Secretary General Envoy on Youth and the Department of Economic and Social Affairs with support of the President of the General Assembly. So this is the 20th anniversary of the World Program of Action for the Youth. So everything looks abroad, and my protest today, if, you know, we would demand one, would, by the way, say that, you know, we needed more action for youth here in America. We needed more housing sustainability and standardization here in America. I would go on to say, you know, you needed more programs for, you know, recent college grads like me, or, you know, college graduates, you know, for public administration. You needed more food safety, which is a world effort in this project, but you needed American food safety. We seem to be doing well, and, you know, if there's any, they're talking about come abroad, tell us where our mine bombs are, tell us where our bombs are, but then they still bomb places like New York City and, you know, go into our basements and detonate, you know, in there. So possibly we probably wanted, you know, some information here in America, you know, about bombing. So my name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about key points for Earth Day. We're here at the United Nations in New York City. There's we're not far from the 50 United Nations Plaza, which is a beautiful high rise made out of black glass, and that's under construction right now, and that's for legendary collaborators yield monumental results. I'm not sure who's allowed to use the plaza, but a lot of it is almost like not public housing, but a lot of it is housing, apartment housing, for those who come from Africa, the Turkish Center is a UN plaza at 821. Then they have the Institute of International Education here. There are classrooms, there are places to apartments. There's the Trump Plaza is not only at Columbus Circle. They have a Trump World Plaza here, as tall as the 50 United Nations Plaza, which is made of black shaded glass as well, and they both almost look like twin, beautiful twin towers there in black. And so this is a lot to do with, you know, housing internationals who may or may not have completed the goals of world peace and of all the different issues we have. We don't know how effective this is, but it's been effective over the past years. So they've created a new United Nations location. So this is like one of the relics where you don't get to see many people going in and out of these buildings. You see mostly just visitors. Now I'm in front of the visitors' plaza, and it's guarded by two police officers or security officers, and there you just go through a basic search. It's not that bad. It's just like you have to check, you know, your bags and your coats and stuff to make sure you go through the metal detectors. And they, you know, you can get a visitor's pass to go through and do tours and everything. I looked it up online. I'm not going to do the tour this time, maybe next time, because, you know, I chose to pass. So then we're at 45th Street, and this is the name of this street that I'm on is United Nations Plaza, and it's east, and it's intersecting street is East 45th. So I'm right there, and I was like, and it has a Statue of Liberty on it. So like that's the way, you know it looks like a prominent and a national, and our nationality is up there, you know, signifying with the Statue of Liberty. So that is awesome. So I'm across the street right now, and I'm looking at some of the other buildings. A lot of tourists out, and we have the Ronald H. Brown United States Mission to the United Nations building. So there's another building here, and it's like a wonderful what we call slap rock building, and it, you know, has this awesome modern architecture down here at the bottom, you know, and it's made like, you know, a wobbling line, and you know, they were able to fortify that, and it's wonderful. So you know, our key points today too was we wanted to talk about the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has committed to reducing trash this Earth Day, says the Metro New York newspaper. So we did some research in some of the newspapers, and we found out even the mayor had came out this year for Earth Day, and he decided that reducing trash, most New Yorkers do about 15 pounds a week, and so he wanted to try to do some reductions in that. So he, that's part of the New York City commitment. Also, there was an Earth Day program here in New York City. It was a 5K walk and a green tour. So you could walk all over for 5 miles, and then you could do a green tour, which would tell you about the different, you know, places here that are eco-friendly and that, you know, get involved with the green commitment to saving the planet. Okay, and then we have the New York City Grand Central Station to reduce greenhouse emissions, you know, because Grand Central Station is a subway station. It's a train station also. And, you know, emissions for, you know, becomes an issue if, you know, if they're always, you know, if the things need repairs. You know, usually you don't get a strong emission unless there's some damage. So repairing everything helps to reduce emissions. And so the Grand Central Station decided that this effort for Earth Day is going to be keeping everything, you know, safe, and then they're going to reduce emissions by doing that. So I'm at First Avenue and 44th right now, and this is where they have another skyrise called the 3UN Plaza, and it's at First Avenue and the United Nations Avenue. So then this is a beautiful high-rise. This is architectural design. It's a geometrical shape. It's a rectangle, and it's a skyrise. So we're right there at that. And I wanted to do a few national points. So we have national points for Earth Day, and so our national point should be stop air pollution, stop water pollution, and control unsanitized conditions that are dangerous or detrimental to human life and health. And some of the websites we used to find this information was www.earthday.org for the history, www.newjersey.org, because they're having all types of events. You can always stop there to look. Markel can always do that. We did Earth Day before. We was a part of, you know, some efforts of beach combing, he and I. And we always, like, you know, he works with the school, and I used to work with the school when I was young to do Earth Day. It was a clean-up planning type commitment. And there's also www.dltk.org. Dash kids.com, and they have a lot of activities, work pages, poems, and songs. They even have work They even have Earth Day songs now and poems, of course. And our efforts, we've mentioned these already in our key points, is always at A Theory of Parenting is to recycle, blog the information, new information, give you some information about sites and locations, and also to do our beachcombing efforts, picking up debris, and also whatever events we can take part in. So that's our time here at A Theory of Parenting today. We're outside of United Nations in New York City, and there's such a commitment to saving our planet and unifying with people. We thought this would be an optimum location for our show today. Until next time.